When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, good news, Bitcoin investors are no longer fearful. I'm going to be sharing the Bitcoin price level to watch out for, as well as the latest technical analysis from crypto analysts, Rec Capital. And check this out, 10 years ago on this day, Bitcoin was trading at just $5. Let that sink in. Also in today's show, Bitcoin to $100,000 in quarter four, says the CSO at CoinShares. She was recently interviewed on CNBC. And as I put here, yep, it's happening, 100,000 BTC, easy peasy quarter four, deal with it. Also, as of today, Bitcoin tips have been activated, at least on my end, which is pretty exciting. Also in today's show, Bitcoin history repeating. I'm going to be sharing three indicators which suggest that October will reignite the Bitcoin bull market. And as Mikhail Vende Pop shares here, September was bad, October is great, November is great, December is great. Buy the freaking dip. Also in today's show, I'm going to be sharing the three factors that can send the Ethereum price to 100% gains in quarter four. As Lark Davis shares here, with EIP 1559, the Ethereum supply will likely peak around 120 million, after which it will go down and down and down. Meanwhile, demand will be rising. Pretty sure that means the number will go up. Also in today's show, I expect Bitcoin to go well into the six figures this year, says Jack Mallers, the Strike CEO, in a recent interview with Julia Chatterley. I'll be breaking down Jack Mallers end of the year bullish price predictions. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the altcoins are currently in the green and pumping. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more, in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy. So you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them stats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. A lot of bullishness in the market. Let's break it down. Bitcoin stayed higher this morning on October 2nd after a fantastic break to the upside, upended the market sentiment. Right here, you're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour candle chart, which is looking bullish as a mofo. Data from Cointelegraph Markets Pro and TradingView followed eerie calm on Bitcoin after Friday's sudden upside volatility. Saw $3,000 added in an hour just like that. The classic short squeeze saw no significant pullback into the weekend, with Bitcoin preserving levels above the August close. And for crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop, it was now a question of what form of consolidation period could take it in the coming days. Quoting him here, if you want to get any corrective move at all, I think you don't want to see it go that far down, he warned on a YouTube update on Friday. I think the deepest you want to see it go is this level around $45,000. Vende Pop nonetheless added that he favored the bullish continuation as a conclusion to the short-term price action rather than a deeper drop towards levels from earlier this week, and a look at the buy and sell levels from major exchange Binance meanwhile revealed incremental increase in place beginning at 48,000, as you can see right here in this chart. Now, equally optimistic trader was Rec Capital, who noted that Bitcoin has been printing higher lows for 4 months straight, all of which had seen strong buyer support despite the price rising each time. As he points out here on crypto Twitter, Bitcoin has been forming monthly higher lows for 4 months straight now. Month to month, investors are becoming increasingly happy to be buying Bitcoin. Bitcoin on retraces at higher and higher prices. And he also shares, following Bitcoin's fantastic breakout move yesterday, investors are no longer fearful towards Bitcoin. Extreme fear precedes financial opportunity. That's right. He's referring to the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, one of my favorite indicators, which shows we're currently rated a 54 out of 100, which is neutral. Yesterday was a 27 in fear. Last week, a 28 in fear. And last month, a 74 in greed. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That could be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. All right, now check this out. 10 years ago on this day, Bitcoin was just $5. Let that sink in. This was as of yesterday, just FYI. But check it out. October 1st, 2011, Bitcoin, $5. 1 year later, $12. 1 year later, 2013, $127. 2014, $384. 2015, $238. 2016, $614. Then check it out. October 1st, 2017, we go parabolic to $4,320. 2018, $6,566. 2019, $8,384. 2020, $10,689. Now check it out. October 1st of this year, $48,172. And the second leg of this bull market hasn't even began. Let that sink in, fam. Also check this out. Bitcoin to $100,000 in quarter four. Says the CSO at CoinShares and reiterates what she says here. I said what I said. That's right. Melton DeMirer was recently interviewed on CNBC's Fast Money, and she says Bitcoin to the moon. 100,000 could be the next target for the world's top cryptocurrency, and it could happen as soon as this quarter. Also like to point out that Bitcoin tips have been activated on Twitter, at least here where I live in Puerto Rico as of today. Now, this is a pretty big deal. It's going to help usher in massive Bitcoin adoption. Now let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. We can see Bitcoin up 1.11%, trading just above $47,700, looking to retest that critical 50K resistance. We have Ether up 2.5%, trading just above $3,300. Solana up 5%, trading just under $160. Chainlink up 2.5%, trading above $26. And Polkadot up almost 5%, trading just above $32. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Bitcoin failed to break the so-called September curse, with its price falling by a little over 7% in the month, despite the strong rebound rally right ahead of its close. Nonetheless, Bitcoin looks to be making a comeback this month of October, a month known for painting aggressive bullish reversals. BuyBT data shows that Bitcoin closed October in profit the majority of the time since 2013, with a success rate of over 77%. And last year, the crypto surged by 28% to reach levels above 13,500 after finishing September at around 10,800, following an approximate 7.5% decline. And similarly, Bitcoin climbed higher by over 10% by the end of October 2019, despite plunging by around 14% the previous month. That made September look like a sell-off month for traders, with its record of logging losses 7 out of 9 times since 2013. And in contrast, October posed itself as a period of dip buying, suggesting that traders may end up pumping Bitcoin's price higher by October 31st. The first indicator is the institutional inflows. Crypto data tracking service Crypto Compare noted in its report that volumes associated with digital asset investment products rose 9.6% in September. Meanwhile, the weekly product inflows rose to 69.7 million, the highest since May of 2021. And quoting them right here, Bitcoin-based products saw the highest level of inflows out of any asset, averaging 31.2 million per week, Crypto Compare wrote, adding that there could be an upside going into the last quarter of 2021. You can say that again. Now for the next indicator likely to ignite this Bitcoin bull run here in Q4 is the 21-week EMA fractal. Technical indicators pointed to a bullish session ahead for Bitcoin as it formed a base around 40,000 before the September close and reclaimed key resistance levels as interim support. That included the bias defining 21-week exponential moving average, which is the 21-week EMA. A drop below the 21-week EMA increased Bitcoin's probability of continue falling by 78%. On September 27th, the crypto fell below the green wave, as you can see right here in this chart, but reclaimed it as support while entering the October session. And a move above the 20-week EMA accompanied by rising volumes has historically led to explosive Bitcoin bull runs. And as a result, if fractal repeats, Bitcoin price may head towards a new record high in the weeks ahead, because you can see 7,650% price rally, followed by a 240% price rally, followed by a 740% price rally. Let's go Bitcoin bulls. And the third and final indicator that is likely to ignite a bull market here in Q4 is a bull pennant breakout. In detail, Bitcoin's price has been consolidating inside two converging trend lines following its 500%+ rally. Traditional analysts view these lateral moves as a sign of bullish continuation. And in doing so, they anticipate that the Bitcoin price will break above the pattern's upper trend line and rise by as much as the length of the previous uptrend called the flagpole, as you can see right here in this chart. As a result, Bitcoin's path of least resistance appears to be the upside, with a potential breakout move looking to send its prices towards $100,000. Let's go six-figure BTC. And before I break down our next story of the day and I share the three factors that can send Ethereum price to 100% gains in quarter four, as well as the latest Bitcoin price predictions for Q4 by the one and only Jack Mallers, the Strike CEO, who was recently interviewed. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just under $2.1 trillion with $105 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. Current Bitcoin dominance is 42.9%, with the Ether dominance at 18.5%. And checking out the top gainers within the top 100, we have Axie Infinity up 38% for the day and 66% for the week, trading at $111. Revain up 22%, trading at 1.8 cents. And Icon up 18% for the day and almost 28% for the week, trading at $2.02. Now, which altcoins are you currently most bullish on? Let me know in the comments right down below. All right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Ethereum's native token Ether has the potential to double its market value in the coming months thanks to a confluence of supportive technical and fundamental indicators. Ether's price soared by more than 9% yesterday on October 1st to hit nearly $3,300 for the first time in 10 days. Its gains surfaced primarily in the wake of a price rebound across all the top cryptos, including Bitcoin, which gained about 10% to hit 48,000, its highest level in 10 days as well. Now, October 1st's crypto market boom coincided with the release of the United States Commerce Department's report on consumer spending. The data shows that the U.S.'s core personal consumption expenditures price index, the Federal Reserve's preferred measure of inflation, rose by 0.3% in August and was up 3.6% year over year. Thus, the core inflation surged to its highest levels in 30 years. Speculators tend to treat Bitcoin as a hedge against inflation, which explains the benchmark crypto's latest response to the higher consumer prices in the U.S. Meanwhile, Ether's 30-day average correlation with Bitcoin sits near 0.89 as per data from CryptoWatch, which resulted in Ethereum moving almost in lockstep with BTC, as you can see right here in this chart. Now, a University of Michigan survey conducted between August 25th and September 27th found that the longer-term inflation expectations among U.S. consumers rose to 3%, the highest in a decade. The outcome appeared in contrast with the Fed chairman Jerome Powell's views, who had described the rising inflation as transitory, yeah, right, for months, but admitted during a recent Senate hearing that the higher consumer prices might stay intact at least until next year. And as a result, inflationary pressures gave crypto bulls a reason to pitch Bitcoin as the ultimate hedge, with MicroStrategy CEO Michael Saylor suggesting corporations convert their cash-based treasuries into BTC, as he shares here on crypto Twitter. In the presence of rampant inflation, cash and credit becoming crumbling liabilities, convert your balance sheet to Bitcoin to turn liabilities into assets. That's right. And right here, you can see the real central bank rates. Argentina, -13.4%. The U.S., -5.4%. And it continues. Also, keep in mind that MicroStrategy now holds about 0.5% of the total Bitcoin supply in circulation, currently worth over $6 billion. Now, Ethereum went through a network hard fork upgrade on August 5th that further raised the bullish outlook for Ether, owing to the classic law of supply and demand, dubbed the London hard fork. The upgrade introduced an improvement protocol, EIP-1559, that initiated the burning of portions of Ethereum's network fee called the base fee. And so far, EIP-1559's activation has permanently removed 410,404 Ethereum, worth around $1.32 billion, out of the active supply as per Watch the Burn. Ethereum is also preparing to switch its consensus mechanism from proof of work to proof of stake. And as a result, it has launched a staking pool that will allow users to earn rewards and grow their ETH holdings if they lock 32 ETH into the proof of stake smart contract for a certain period. Now, so far, the amount of ETH deposited into Ethereum 2.0 staking contract has surged from around 11,500 in November of 2020 to 7.82 million ETH as of today. That said, the transition has effectively temporarily removed 7.82 million ETH from circulation. On the other hand, the total amount of Ether tokens held across all crypto exchanges has dropped to record lows. Data from CryptoQuant shows that the exchanges now hold only 18.1 million ETH compared with 23.73 million ETH just a year ago. The declining ETH reserve shows that traders may want to hold their Ether tokens rather than sell them from other assets, as there could be a supply squeeze for investors looking to enter the Ether market, thus making ETH more valuable. Now let's talk about the cup and handle. The cup and handle is a bullish continuation pattern comprising a rounding bottom and a descending channel setup, as shown right here in this chart. The structure's profit target is typically at a length equal to the cup's maximum height, and considering the cup's resistance level is near $4,000, a breakout from there could send ETH to above $6,000, almost double its current price. How many of you are currently bullish on Ethereum, and how high do you feel Ether is likely to climb before the end of this year? My personal prediction is between $10,000 and $15,000. Let me know if you agree or disagree in the comments right down below. And before I break down the latest from Jack Mallers from his recent interview, as well as his latest fourth quarter Bitcoin price predictions, but first I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 930 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. All right, now let's break down the latest from Jack Mallers, who was recently interviewed by Julia Chatterley on CNN, and quoting him right here: if we're all on the same standard in the same way, we're all on the same internet, interoperability and connectivity becomes seamless, instant, and free. And he also says, I expect Bitcoin to go well into the six figures this year. And regarding Bitcoin, the network, if Bitcoin was $100 or $100,000, Strike can still get money from here to Japan instantly at no cost. The network's going to disrupt the world no matter the price of BTC. That's right. And to check out this entire interview with Jack Mallers and Julia Chatterley from CNN, check the show notes below the video in the description. I'll include both parts right down below. Now, he was also more recently interviewed by Pompliano on the Pomp podcast, and quoting him here regarding his bullish price prediction for Q4: I think we're going well into the six figures. When it happens, I don't care. I think within the next 12 months, we'll see well over $100,000 Bitcoin very easily. I expect $100,000 to $250,000, maybe $400,000 Bitcoin in the year 2022. Easy. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Jack Mallers. And shout out to Jack. I've been following this dude, and he is a true inspiration to all Bitcoiners alike. Now, for a quick recap, what I covered with you here in today's show: Bitcoin investors are no longer fearful. I also shared with you the Bitcoin price level to watch out for next, as well as $100,000 Bitcoin price prediction here in Q4 coming from the CSO of CoinShares. Also, in today's show, we discussed Bitcoin history repeating. I shared the three indicators, which suggest that October will reignite the Bitcoin bull market. And I also shared three factors that can send the Ethereum price to 100% gains in quarter four, as well as the latest price predictions from Jack Mallers, the Strike CEO. Where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, I want to give some love for the super chat contributions from yesterday's episode. No Money G wrote, JV the man, keep up the great news. BTC to $100,000 and beyond. That's right, much love. And Peter N sent double contributions. He wrote, keep up the good work. So proud of you keeping at it. And Lawrence, as always, I appreciate your support. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode. B Styles wrote, JV, great show as always. Caught the replay on Spotify. Love seeing these bears get squeezed. This will be a great Pumptober. Next stop, ETF, then Moon. Buckle up, fam. The engine is warming up. And my response, Bitcoin ETF in the USA, quarter four, let's freaking go. The next featured comment comes from Katie Lux, who wrote, Green Day today. Love it. Pumptober, Uptober, let's freaking go. My response, yes, Pumptober, gotta love it. Katie, thanks for tuning in early for today's live show. See you tomorrow, fam. And the third and final featured comment comes from Ghost Morn, who wrote, dude, you're the most underrated crypto channel on YouTube. Keep doing what you're doing and your subs are going to explode. We listen to your podcast every day at work and agree that you're the best crypto news online. Thanks for your hard work, brother. My response, greatly appreciate your support, fam. One love. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Now let's talk about crypto IRAs. Today's show is brought to you by iTrust Capital, the world's largest crypto IRA platform with over $2 billion in transactions. Basically, if you want to trade cryptocurrency tax-free, you can do so right here with iTrust Capital. They're a partner of the channel, and I highly recommend using their platform. With iTrust, not only can you buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency tax-free, but also precious metals such as gold and silver in your IRA as well. So you can literally trade 24/7. There's no hidden fees, and everything is very transparent. You can trade Bitcoin, Ethereum, Polkadot, Chainlink, Cardano, as well as many other top cryptos. And the thing that I really like is the fact they have institutional custody by Coinbase, the world's largest institutional cold storage provider, backed by a $320 million insurance policy, so you can have peace of mind knowing your digital assets are backed, safe, and secure. To check it out, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and get your first month absolutely free. So what are you waiting for? Visit itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net and let's start stacking them stats tax-free.